Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Despite the photo circulating on social media, I was not crying with my cat on Saturday night, John.
Tears of joy.
And if there are tears, exactly, they were tears of joy as the Red Wings, third period, got to kill off a penalty or the season's over.
If they want to,
they win the game.
The photo.
This is a Honeycutt special.
Yeah. James Honeycutt does a wonderful job.
Little caricatures.
Caricatures. What?
That's when you've made it. When you've got a James Honeycutt caricature.
Yes, I agree. I was kind of like, I was looking when I first started here. I'm looking at Stoney had a couple and Gator and Doug had some. And then mine arrived. And I was like, all right, I've made it. And you have
arrived.
Yours
is like you ice fishing in a full Michigan football uniform.
Yes.
Mine is me in my boxers on a couch crying while I hold my cat with a broken car flag in the corner.
I was sitting at a softball game and I burst out laughing and everybody around me is like, what's wrong with this guy? And I said, you got to see this. And I passed the phone around to everyone.
I didn't see it until Jim sent it to me yesterday. I loved it. It was unbelievable. I was wondering, Saturday night, I actually thought about you a couple times during that game. Like, you were probably on cloud nine when it was 4-1.
Four unanswered goals. Hot damn. There we go.
After one.
Yep.
And then that second period. And I actually was concerned that you were going to start cracking the bottle and go off the deep end.
Yeah.
By yourself. Yeah. You and your cat.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you to a dark place. You're like, they're going to do this again, aren't they? And then you find out before that third period that if they lose in regulation, the season's over.
I was concerned Jim was actually going to burn down his house.
Yeah, I know. All things were on the table at that point. They were up 4-1, and I'm listening to Rieger on the way home, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I should text Jim. I should text him right now. And then I thought, no, you know what? I'm not going to. I don't want to be the jinx for Jim. And then all of a sudden, they come storming back and tie it up. And at that point, I definitely wasn't, because I didn't want you to abuse your phone. I'm sure you were getting enough love from other friends.
Yeah. They won the game, though. And it's Dylan Larkin, and it's overtime, and it's the captain. It's the guy that's had, you know, carried the most weight of this drought, right? He has suffered the most of anybody in that locker room. He made the playoffs as a bright-eyed and bushy-tailed 19-year-old, I think. I think he's still a teenager, right? And he's sitting on a team with Zetterberg as the captain, and it's the Red Wings. And of course, you're in the playoffs, and only good things are going to happen about that. It's been a long time, and he suffered through a lot of losing. And when he scored that goal in overtime, he's jumping up and down like a little kid.
Yeah.
And you go, in Toronto, season on the line, season on the brink, who else but the captain to deliver? And it was Birchie Kid that had a great stat, and it shows just how important Dylan Larkin is for this hockey team. With Dylan Larkin this season, they're a plus 22 goal differential, 100-point pace. Without him, they're a minus 20 goal differential, 44-point pace. He is critical for this team. They bump DeBrincat up to his line. DeBrincat scores a couple goals. Nice to see him score a couple goals. And you realize as we come into today, while they do not control their own destiny, I think they're in the best position of anybody on the bubble to get in. And it's supported by the odds on Money Puck, and it's supported by the logic. The Red Wings will play the Montreal Canadiens back-to-back. They need to... The simplest solution, there's a bunch of scenarios. The most simple solution is they win both and Washington loses one game. Washington has to play Boston tonight and the Flyers tomorrow. Boston's fighting for seeding. Philly's fighting for the playoffs. They lose one, you win both, you're in. Doesn't matter about Pittsburgh, doesn't matter about Philly, doesn't matter about tiebreakers, you're in. You win both, you're in. Washington should lose a game. They're not a good hockey team and they're playing good hockey teams. It's right... Stop me if you've heard this before, John. It's right there for the Detroit Red Wings. It's right there.
No, I'm not going to stop you. It's right there. And it's been there since the end of February. And they've whittled away at their lead. It's evaporated. They've been down. They've been up. And they've had many opportunities against those same teams that are in the running for that final wild card spot. And last Tuesday, hey, win and you take care of your own business. They couldn't do it. Last Thursday, on the road, win and you take care of your own business, and they couldn't do it. So what makes you think that tonight, because they're going to play the same time as the Caps and the Bruins, what makes you think that they'll be able to take care of business tonight?
It's agonizing, because if they beat Washington last week, that means you add two, take away two. You might be able to clinch tonight if you had beaten Washington last week.
Yeah.
And instead, you got to do it the hard way, and it's going to come down to... Like, here's how I know they're going to win tonight, because it has to come down to the final game of the season. It has to come down to Tuesday, where they could win or lose themselves into the playoffs. It has to.
So is that a roundabout way of giving the...
No. You aren't doing that to me.
Well, that's what you just said. This is how I know they're going to win tonight. I mean, you seem pretty sure about that.
I would like to talk about why I think they're going to win tonight without locks, without flags, without props. Keep the sharp objects in the drawer. Let's just talk hockey for a couple minutes.
Maybe we set this up for Montreal and you give Montreal the Costa lock.
Nah, that's a cheap party gag at this point. I'm with them that I think they win tonight because they've strung us out all year long.
So why not string us out one more day?
Yeah. Has to go down to the final day.
You know, I'd be pretty stunned if they lost tonight and the Capitals won and they were out. I mean, they would be eliminated if that happened.
Yeah, they can't, if they
lost in regulation.
They can't clinch getting into the playoffs, but they can clinch being eliminated.
Yeah, Washington wins, Wings lose in regulation, they're out.
It's over. And people go, well, wait, why not? It's because of the tiebreaker. Detroit cannot finish with the same number of points as Washington and get in. Same deal with the Flyers. Because those teams play at the very end and they're guaranteed at least 2 points.
So everybody wants to know, and we had a text earlier about whether or not you should win and get in or lose and demand change,
right,
or force change. I'm a proponent of when you play the game to win. I don't care what the ramifications are, but it is always better, always, to win. And I will say this, because everybody wants, you know, hey, it's Lalonde, it's Kane, it's DeBrinket. There's enough blame to go around from the top down. Yzerman, Larkin, everybody has enough blame to go around. But I'll ask you this, and I'm not defending Lalonde when I ask you this question, because I want to know what your thoughts are on it. Going into the season, what were the expectations by the odds makers of what the point total would be for the Detroit Red Wings?
87, 88, something in there.
And where are they now?
They have 87 points.
They're right where most people expected them to be. Now, they've taken a very, roundabout way.
Yep.
Yeah, circuitous. So the word I was looking for.
I knew what you meant.
Still struggling with words.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But they're right where everybody thought they would be. Now, enter February, and you reset the expectations, because what did we do for the Lions? We reset the expectations. It was win the division, win a playoff game. Oh, now we expect them to win the second one, especially since it was Tampa. Like, you expect all of these things, and it's okay to change your expectations. And when those expectations change, they change for everyone.
Yeah, I think it's really important to point out, fine, this is where they were expected to be. That's a Lalonde special, right? They added Patrick Kane. You brought this up. How many points is he worth over the course of the season? And we didn't say it's worth 10 points, but it was, hey, can he win you a couple extra games? He has 7 game-winning goals. If you thought you could get to 88 and he was worth a couple extra, that's 92. So the expectation should be 92. 92 gets you in. If you fall short, you miss the playoffs, that's a failure. And I know everybody gets all in their feelings because that's a harsh word, but when you aim high and you don't get there, that's failing. That's part of having high expectations or having standards for your hockey team. They were good enough to get in. They intentionally left young players in the minors to start the year, signed a bunch of grown-ups and veterans, added Patrick Kane, did have a 9-point cushion. You're damn right they better get in the playoffs. And it's still right there for them to the very last two games of the regular season. Win the two.
And get in.
And Washington loses, and you're in. So I still think they're going to get in. Now, the question was, do you trust this hockey team? I don't trust the Capitals. I don't trust the Red Wings. I don't trust the Penguins. I don't trust anybody on this bubble, but someone's got to get in. And if someone's got to get in, I think the Red Wings are the best team on the bubble.
Yeah, because they are going to take eight teams, right?
Last I checked, they haven't made an amendment where you go, we'll give the first team a bye. No, they have to take eight teams. Someone's got to play themselves in. If this makes you uncomfortable that I think they're going to get in, fine. This is how I feel.
I'm not comfortable saying they're in, they're out. What I am comfortable saying is that it's been entertaining. It's been maddening. It's been frustrating. It's been exciting. It's been all of the emotions and more so negative in the last 6 weeks simply because they had such an opportunity in front of them. They squandered it, and now they're fighting. But this is a team that has performed pretty much to expectations. And what did we want going in? Yes, I thought that they were going to be a playoff team. But what we wanted was a playoff run. We wanted some excitement, some entertainment. Now, all they have to do is finish it off.
The big question for tonight's game, we'll get to that coming up next. It's 97.1.